Well, first of all, I'm absolutely delighted that Peter Robinson and I have been able today to announce the composition of the Maes Long Cash Development Corporation. We're dealing here with a site of enormous economic, historical and reconciliation potential, and I think we all understand that. I think from my perspective, it's very important to say that in the past we had heard, for example, from some members of the DUP that there would never be a peace-building and conflict resolution centre on the site of the Maes Long Cash site. I'm absolutely delighted that the DUP have now come to a position of accepting that we are going to build an iconic building on that site. And in fact, over the last 7 days, one of the key architects of that new building has been on the site. And this is a person who has a direct connection to the new construction that's going up on the site of the World Trade Center in New York. As for the composition of the membership, I think it is reflective of the entire community. I'm quite relaxed about the political allegiances of the people who are on it. If there's any controversy around one person in particular, which I'm told the media have been interested in over the last short while, that's really a matter between that person and the people who processed the application. It's not really a matter for me, but to be quite honest, I'm very relaxed about it. I'm absolutely satisfied that all of those people who are going to participate on the development corporation fully understand the economic, historical and reconciliation potential of this wonderful site. I'm absolutely satisfied that all of those people, including the individual to which you refer, absolutely understand the enormous economic, historical and reconciliation potential of the site. I mean, we've had a great news story in the course of the last number of months where we concluded discussions with the Royal Ulster Agricultural Society. They're now actually on the site and constructing their new buildings, and that will go on, obviously, for some considerable period to come. But at long last, we're up and running on the site of Maes Long Cash. There was a lot of criticism over a number of years about the slow rate of progress. Well, we're going to see an acceleration of progress now with the putting in place of the Development Corporation and the work of the RUAS, and of course the planners and the designers moving in to look at the new iconic building that hopefully will be there to house the conflict resolution and peace building centre. No, it's not an issue for me at all. I'm actually very relaxed about it, and I don't see why other people are getting energised about it. What we have to satisfy ourselves when we make these appointments is whether or not the people that we appoint to these positions understand the economic, historical and reconciliation potential of the site. And I'm absolutely satisfied that all of those people who have been appointed by Peter Robinson and myself do fully understand that. I mean, the reality is that an aspect of the site that some people opposed publicly for a number of years, some leading people, for example, in the DUP, that has now been put to rest. And there is a total agreement between myself and Peter Robinson that the new iconic building to house the Peace Building and Conflict Resolution Centre will go up. And in fact, we've been awarded something like 20 million euros from the European Union and through other sources, other awards as well, to ensure that we move on now to ensure that this site is fully utilised for the benefit of everyone.
Mark McGuinness, I want to put something very specifically to you, because it's almost like the elephant in the room here. Everybody's talking about an individual here, Terence Branigan, right? The allegation being that he hasn't declared his political affiliation on the documentation. I'll bring it to your attention. You may not think this is very significant, but there's a man sitting downtown who was to be a judge, and he didn't declare his association with the PMS, the Presbyterian Mutual Society. He was banished from the role of becoming a judge. He was blocked from becoming a judge when it was discovered that he had not declared that. So are you sure that this is such an insignificant matter, that this man did not declare his political affiliations? And isn't there a danger that this is being perceived, when you look at the personnel, of this being a political carve-up?
No, I think that quite clearly, if there is an issue around whether or not someone declared or didn't declare their involvement with a political party, that's a matter for the people who processed the application. It doesn't matter for me. As far as I am concerned, I mean, I know Terence Branigan. I've met Terence Branigan. I do think that all of those people, including Terence Branigan, who have been announced today, making up the membership of the development corporation, I think all of them understand fully the economic, historical and reconciliation potential of this site. If they didn't understand that, if they didn't accept it, then I would be worried. But they do understand it, and therefore I'm quite relaxed.
But you're not addressing the issue, are you? I'm asking you, how would you disabuse the public out there that this is not a political carve-up when you look at the makeup, the members of this corporation, going down through the DUP affiliations, Sinn Féin affiliations? How would you disabuse the public that this is not a carve-up?
Well, that's a very broad sweeping statement that you made about unionist persuasions.
Well, I know these people. I know these people. I know their affiliations.
I know the people also who have been appointed to this, and many of them I don't know what their political allegiance is vis-a-vis whatever political party. Are you saying that someone like Tony Gallagher, for example, or Professor Terry Scott, for example, should be not participating in the development corporation because you believe that they are sympathetic to a particular political party?
You know what I'm saying.
I know exactly what you're saying. I think you're totally wrong. Thank you.